Greetings, beautiful souls. I hope you're having a beautiful day. If you aren't, just remember, I love you. God loves you. You are so loved. You know, that low-key sounds like Barney. You know, I love you. You love me. Let me stop. Anyways, you guys, it's a beautiful day today, and I just kind of want to jump on here and talk about love, but not specifically about love. What I want to talk about is how the world itself sometimes tends to try to turn people dark, if that makes sense. It's not really a topic, but it's something I've been thinking about a lot, and it's one of the things I've noticed. You know, I've only been here for 22 years, about to be 23 years on this planet, but majority of my teens and a lot of my young adulthood, or whatever you want to call it, I noticed how the world low-key will try to turn you or manipulate you or even convince you to like join the dark side. And by the dark side, I just mean getting joined to the world itself. Now, when it comes to the world, I'm not talking about like the topics, the things that go on, but more like the frequency of the earth and the energy that most people put out. Let's be honest here. Most of us are well aware that there is so much darkness on this earth, and there's a lot of things that happen that are, you know, pretty negative and have a huge impact on all of us, not just, you know, one person, but the stuff that happens here that is globally or affects us all globally, right? There's so much darkness and just mischief and evil things that happen on this planet that it's hard to ignore sometimes. Yet there are so many people who carry this very negative, dark, and I like to call it six energy around with them. And I feel like when we're like, I guess, going through our everyday lives, you have those people who are just in this really bad energy, and sometimes it's hard not to get joined to that energy. And by that, I just mean if somebody comes at you, or if somebody like attacks you, or someone does something to you, it's kind of hard not to react or retaliate, right? And so it's like you're kind of having to get on their energy or get on their level to kind of go back and forth, or whatever the case may be. It could just be a situation like I'm gonna be honest on here on my podcast. There's a lot of things that I have not talked about. It's not because I didn't want to talk about these things. It's just, I believe that whatever you talk about, you bring attention to. And so sometimes I tend to not bring, you know, a lot of negative topics onto this podcast because I like it to be more uplifting and more upbeat in general. And I like the energy to be really light and good. And sometimes, you know, I talk about serious things and deep things, but I don't take it to that level where it's like, oh, this is something that's going to leave somebody like, oh man, this is a negative feeling. You know, I try to steer away from stuff like that. So I always try to, you know, center everything that I create on this podcast with love, or at least that's my intention, is to just put out good energy. But I almost got off topic with that. But anyways, just going through this world, there are so many things that are happening right now in this current era that we're in, or just even this year alone. You know, it's not as, I'm gonna be honest, for me, it's not as crazy as 2020 was. Like, so much happened and 2020 was ridiculous. This year is more just like a mirror of 2021, or 2020 is 2021 right now. But it's like a mirror, so it's not as intense. I feel like a lot of people have kind of just been like whatever to what's going on, and not in a bad way, but they're just kind of over this whole narrative of what's going on, and I don't blame them. You know, there's a lot of people who have come out of quarantine a lot worse, and there's some that have come out better than before. So anyways, with that being said, there's just so much new energy on this planet. Now imagine when like the world is open up, like everything is open up again. And I'm this is where I'm getting at with this. There's going to be so much new energy on this planet. And by new energy, that means good energy and bad energy, light energy and dark energy. So many people have changed during the last year that when they come out and they come outside, when I say outside, when the world opens up again, things are going to be different. And it's going to be like kind of like a survival for the fittest type of situation, because I believe in my heart of hearts, if I got stronger during this quarantine, I know other people did. You know, a lot of people are going to come out, and when I say come out, I mean they're going to be in a different energy, on a different level, in a different frequency, and that some of them are going to be in a worse frequency, meaning that they didn't take the time during quarantine to better themselves, but actually to worsen themselves. But I'm not judging, I'm not saying anyone did that on purpose, obviously. You know, it's just for those who couldn't really overcome the things in their life that they were meant to overcome. And that's no shade, I'm just being honest here. You know, I had to have a really hard talk with myself last year. You guys know my story. It wasn't a walk in the park to stop smoking and stop drinking and to stop partying. That was a very hard decision that I had to make, but I knew, you know, this is not the energy that I want to be in for the rest of my life, let alone even this moment. I seen all the chaos and destruction that came with it, all for some temporary good moments in time. Like, it was, to me, it was just never worth it like that. And so I had to really sit back and go, all right, even though this is what's making me happy, referring to like the smoking, because guys, it was bad. I smoked every single day. Like for an entire year, I smoked every single day for many different reasons. One reason is because I was depressed as HE double hockey stick. Like I was just in a bad space and weed was like my pick me up. It was literally the only thing to make me not think about my depression or even my anxiety at that time. So I would smoke to feel literally better. And so it became a habit of mine. I would smoke to eat. I would smoke to watch a movie. I would smoke to hang out with friends. I would smoke with friends. I would smoke to go on a walk. I smoked to just, you know, do pretty much everything. It was really bad. And so eventually I got to this point where that became an issue for me because I was going through like a ego versus love moment in my life, meaning where like I was in spiritual talk, it was my flesh versus my spirit, and my spirit was just fed up with all of these, I'm not trying to throw shade, but like the wickedness of my flesh. And by that, I mean my ego. Like it got to a point where it was like, all right, no, like that part of me was like screaming for help. And by screaming for help, it got to this point where for like 3 years of my life, I kind of didn't have the best relationship with God. I really did put my spiritual life on the back burner. And I say spiritual life because I've always had a very spiritual background. So I kind of pushed that aside just to kind of see what the world was like. And many of you guys know, or many of those who knew me before college, they knew how spiritual I was. They knew my life and how I perceived things and my perception. Although there was some, you know, necessary lessons I had to learn in college, and I'm thankful for my college experience. Do not get me wrong here. I know I talk bad about college, but like it pushed me to see things in a different perspective. I learned a lot of beautiful things there, you know. I learned how to walk with any person on this planet and love them and accept them regardless of what they've done, what they do, or what they're going through. Like that was one of the most beautiful things about college, was all the different characters and people and energies I came to know and love and appreciate without having to be like a conditional thing. I really did learn unconditional love in college. Like I can't make this up. I felt so much better as a human at the end of my college experience for what I overcame, but also just all the things that I learned outside of, you know, school knowledge or whatever, education, but like learning spiritual, just I felt like I grew a lot, especially in that 3 year period. Obviously there was some ups and downs in that period, of course, and there was a lot of darkness and a lot of death for me. I felt like I died about 3 times during that experience, but you know, with death comes birth, so, or life, so to speak. But anyways, I just kind of want to go back into that. When I was in this college experience, I kind of got persuaded by the world a little bit. And by the world, I just mean society, the things that they cared about, I didn't care about at that time, but like the things that the general public deem as was hot. Or let me take that back, because not all the general public, of course, but let's just say my generation at the time, all right, and the environment that I was in, because I know this is not every environment obviously, but in the college environment I was in, what was hot was partying, what was hot was smoking, drinking, you know, just going out, having a good time, doing all these crazy things, you know, all of that was what was hot, and everything else basically was lame considered, you know, outside of that. Like, I'm gonna be honest, there was this weird energy where if you were doing other things, you would attract those, you know, I'm not gonna say weird friends, but you'd have these interesting friends versus, you know, all of the, it's weird. I don't even like talking like this because I think it's stupid, but like the it people, okay? Those were the people that'd be at the parties, throwing the parties, blah, blah, blah. So eventually I started getting into that lifestyle, and it took me by storm because one, I had never experienced smoking, drinking, partying literally before college. Like I had went to one party, and I'm gonna be honest with you guys, I went to this party for one of my good friends, Destiny. God bless Destiny, I love her. I went to her party, and like I want to say pretty much towards the end, not even towards the end, but like I want to say 3 hours into the party, because everybody around me was like lit and I was just chilling, I was like, you know what, I'm about to dip. So I called my dad and asked him to come pick me up from the party. Like that's how much of a square I was at that time. So partying was not my thing. It was in my atmosphere. It wasn't even my energy. And so like I was actually excited to go home from a party. And obviously people do that. But like the whole point is, when I got to college, this is when I kind of got joined to the world. And by the world, I just mean society and the things that they care about and the things that they were into. And I noticed a change really heavy in 2019, because then my spirit was just fed up with my behavior and my actions and the things that I was doing. And it wasn't more so of like the sin I was partaking in. It was more that there was a lack of love in my life completely. That I felt like the world is like, it was just dark. There was so much darkness around me and not enough love to balance out everything that was happening. And ultimately, that's what drove me to quit everything to begin with, because I couldn't find love in any of those situations. There was no love in smoking. There was no love in drinking. There was no love in partying. Although there was that, you know, those moments of, I don't want to say they're fake love, because drunken words, sober thoughts, 100%. So obviously there'd be times where people would be like, I love you, you my friend, blah, 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 blah. And right, that's love. Those are lovey moments, right? But beyond that, it's not like they said it when they were sober. So it was like, you know, all you have to be, you know, have a chemical buffer to really speak about things. Like, it was just really weird energy for me. And so eventually, a lot of bad things happened. A lot of chaos and destruction happened with just everything that I was participating in. The parties got worse. Police got involved in a couple situations, and there was fights, and there was just so much darkness surrounding the partying in these situations, where it became like, this is uncomfortable for me now. Like, I don't want to be involved in this type of energy. This is not even my core energy to begin with. So I always felt very much outside of myself. And those, listen, those that know me, they know that when I was drunk, I was not the same person sober, period. Like, hands down, they're embarrassing one. Not embarrassing meaning like I was out here acting crazy. Well, I was acting crazy, but not like that. I just mean I was a, like, if you didn't know that I didn't drink before, you would have never known. Like, I was that type of drunk. Like, I could really handle liquor, and to the point where I would black out and then drink more after that. Like, it was bad. It got bad. But, you know, at the time, nobody knew what I was really going through. I think only the one person who truly knew, or the two people that knew, like, everything that was happening was my best friend and one of my really good friends from high school, which is also, like, my best friend. Or at the time, you know, I don't really have best friends anymore. But, yeah. So they pretty much knew what was really going on with me. And it was good that one of those friends actually knew me prior to college, because she was just like, okay, yeah, this is not you, blah, blah, blah. But anyways, yeah, so I got joined to the world pretty bad, to the point where I dang near lost myself. And when I say lost myself, I lost my love. And by love, I mean, I'm well aware that I'm a human, all right? Just being real with you, I'm human, you know, I'm not perfect. There is nothing great about me, if I'm being honest. All of my greatness really does come from Jesus Christ. Like, those are gifts that he gave me. Anything, any aspect, anything that is, I guess, what someone else would deem great about me, those are all things that God gave me as gifts. So it's not like those are something I was just born with. Like, it's a natural talent. No, I'm gonna be honest. You know, I got most of my talents from God. It's not like I didn't birth it. You know, those things were planted in me, like, by seeds, by God. And then, you know, obviously you got to water your seeds and they grow, blah, blah, blah. But, like, the whole point is, I'm just a human. I'm a sinner at the end of the day. I'm no different than anyone else. I'm capable of all the good and evil anybody else on this planet is capable of. So that makes me perfectly imperfect at the end of the day. It is what it is. And, you know, I always knew that. And so it was like I got to this place in the world where it became like an ego thing, where people start praising me for the things that, I guess, quote unquote, were different about me. And I fed into it. And so as I seen how the world kind of puts people on pedestals, I use that to my advantage. I'm not gonna lie. I use that to my advantage. And therefore I got kind of swept up in this ego world of just partying. And I became the person who was throwing the parties and things like that. And so I just was in this really contradicting energy to my core energy. And it felt, I don't know how to explain the feeling. It just felt wrong. Like, it felt literally wrong, to the point where sometimes after parties, I would just be in my room by myself and I would cry and think like, wow, I wish my life was different from what it is. Although it's so like what someone would constrain the life. Someone would literally consider, oh, you lived the life, right? But no, in reality, it was sad because I felt like this lack of love. And it wasn't that I was, I guess, I don't know. It's that it's like I couldn't feel love. I couldn't authentically feel love. And that's what was really hurting me at the end of the day. And to be honest, after my college experience, I feel like the world kind of beat me up. They almost beat the love out of me completely, to the point where I was just my understanding was darkened, my mentality was darkened. I was just a darker individual, and it took God to literally turn me around in my tracks and set me on a different path. And that path involved so much love that it was like, I kid you not, I the love that I have, it comes from God 100%. Like, I can't make it up. I literally cannot make this up. That love I don't know how to explain this. It was like I shifted paradigms. And when I shifted paradigms, things just got a lot clearer for me. I was in this very dark paradigm of just death, destruction, chaos. It felt like nothing good could ever happen in my life or was going to ever happen. And I'm talking about my college experience. Like, there, it was just on such a negative downward spiral. Like, this, it was some real six energy. And then there was a situation that happened. Of course, alcohol was involved. And at the end of that situation, I learned a valuable lesson, which is I'm never, ever drinking again, 100%. And I made that vow, like, that this is not my thing. This has never really been my thing to begin with. And I'm not going to continue to punish myself for the things that I'm not, you know, dealing with myself. And by that, I mean, drinking became something that I used to cope sometimes. And, you know, and I do understand a lot of humans on this earth that do drink 100%, because when you drink, you don't think about your problems. Or, I mean, some people do, but when you get drunk enough, those problems go out the window because you're thinking about anything else with that. But anyways, so I got to this point where my paradigm shifted and things got a lot better. And I started to see this like up pool. It was like I was in this deep hole that I had dug myself into for 3 years. And then I was able to, not even me, it was like God sent the rope down. And I was able to kind of hike my way up using this rope out of this deep hole. And so things started to get better and better. And I noticed that everything I overcame, everything that I let go and released out of my being, and by release, I mean darker energies, just anything that was not positively serving me, everything that I released, things just got better and better and better, until the point where I got to this place. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm not in this place right now. You know, we all go through seasons, and I go through seasons of up and downs. So there was a season last year where I got to this place of pure, this blissful space, and I honestly, I want to be back in the space so bad. But you know, it's nice to know that I can get to that place anyways. But I got to this space of just blissfulness, of just pure love. Like, I don't even know how it happened, honestly. I mean, I can walk you through the steps. I'm not going to do all that because it's a lot. But let's just say 2020, I meditated, I prayed, I spent a lot of time with God. I spent a lot of time by myself, just decluttering my mind, my soul, my spirit, getting into a very, very healthy space with God. I changed my diet, I became a pescatarian. So I took out a lot of just meats and stuff out of my diet, just started drinking almond milk, you know, the whole nine yards. And basically, I started to really take care of myself, learning how to love myself more authentically, learning how to love God more and everyone around me. So that was my 2020 journey. And then I got to this space where one day I literally woke up and I cried because I have breath in my body. And I don't know why that happened, but it was like that whole day was just like this very emotionally intense day where I was just like, yo, like, I'm just so grateful to be alive. And I hadn't felt that in 10 years, like literally 10 years of my life. Because those who have, you guys listen to my podcast, and you know that 10 years ago, or for 10 years, a whole decade of my life, I was in this deep sunken depression based off of the childhood traumas that I went through, didn't know how to deal with. And so I couldn't really cope. And so obviously not coping with stuff and holding on to all this bad energy is going to manifest eventually. So then, you know, when I got in college, I was just wild at that point because I had so much luggage that I didn't know how to release and all these things I didn't know how to deal with. So 2020 was the year that I dealt with everything. And when I say everything, all the things that were holding me in place, to the point where this whole podcast was birthed based off of the energy that I release. And this would have never happened. I would have never started this podcast had I not had 2020 to heal and get to the place that I need to get to. Because listen, I was a wreck, okay? A mess. Walking miracle 100%, but you would not be able to tell what I was going through. Just like any other human on this planet, you can't tell what they're going through on the inside. You can't. You can look at them and you might see a beautiful human, but on the inside, you never know what's going on. They could be dark. They could be suffering. They could be in so much pain, so much agony. You have no idea. And that's why I've learned grace with humans, because I understand the world can be such a dark place. And it's kind of becomes one of those things where it's like, you, if you don't beat them, you got to join them type situation when it comes to the world. And by the world, of course, I'm talking about society. And it gets to a point where you feel like you have to kind of get on the level of certain people in order to exist here sometimes. And it's kind of sad, but it comes to a place where you have to realize that you don't have to allow the world to turn you bad, quote unquote. And I'm gonna use this as just an example, but I know you guys remember Rihanna. She had an album called Good Girl Gone Bad, right? And it was like her artist progression. She had this whole album where she came out, I forgot what the name of the album was, but it was like really upbeat, peaches and cream. She had the long hair, it was brown, sunset. She was just in this really beautiful, positive energy. And then all of a sudden she drops this new album for her next era. And then it's like, she cuts all her hair off, dyes it black. And she's like this good girl gone bad. And she had a couple songs off of there, like Shut Up and Drive, and some other songs. I forgot honestly what all the songs were on there, but Please Don't Stop the Music and some other ones. But anyway, like, this was supposed to show her kind of changing as a person, right? She went from this good girl to this bad girl. And that's, to me, is a good example. And it could be a terrible example to you, so I'm sorry for that. But an example of how the world can change you, right? Having to fit in with the world, having to get on the level of society to fit in, or to, I don't know, exist sometimes. Because people will make you feel so different for being an individual, and it's disgusting. That's, I'm gonna be honest, like, there's no love in that at all. Like, I praise those who are individuals. And when I say praise, I mean, I appreciate, because I'm an individual and I love, I'm not talking about like being different and all that. I just mean, listen, in my head, we all are on this earth to showcase like different energies of God, if that makes sense, or different aspects of God. All right, well, to me, we're all in his image. He created us all, right? And I know somebody's out there like, I'm not a Christian, I don't believe that. That's cool, you don't have to. But I'm just saying, from my perspective, my point of view, this is how I view things. I believe that we're all different aspects of God. God is the sun, and we're all different little light beams coming off of that, okay? That's in my head, that's how I perceive things. Therefore, we're all here to showcase and be different in a sense, but yet united in one, because we're all connected to one, right? To the source. So that's how I view things. But the world, they make it seem like if you're not with what they're going on or what they're doing, then you suck. You're lame. You're this and that. And I especially remember this stuff in high school. But honestly, it didn't affect me in high school, because I was a lot more spiritual in high school, meaning like I had a stronger relationship with God in my like high school and teens, meaning like I just, stuff like that, it didn't really bother me. And I was okay being considered a square, because I had a lot of other goals in life, and so that it didn't bother me that people thought I was different for being Christian and whatnot. But obviously there was other Christians, so that made it nice. But anyways, yeah, when I got to college, I like literally felt like the world was like, no, you gotta be us, like you gotta be just like us, otherwise you're not gonna survive here. Now I can give you more backstory into that. So this isn't my like first time in college. This is my third time. So the first time I went to college, I went when I was 16, and then I graduated when I was 17. So that was the first time I went to college. Then I went to another college at 18, and a university, and that was my first time being like away from home. And when I was there, I had a completely different experience from the third time I went to college. So during my second college experience, I got super depressed, super lonely, and I got in this really dark mindset, because I felt like I just didn't fit in anywhere, didn't matter. And I was at a party school, so that's the energy they were in at that place, so I really just didn't fit in. So I just stayed in my dorm majority of that time, got super depressed, ended up leaving that school. Now, the next time I went to school, I was in a different mindset, and I said, all right, I'm not gonna hold myself back anymore. I'm not gonna allow the same situations or energy that I was in the last school like prevent me from thriving at this school. So if people invite me out, I'm gonna go out. If someone wants to, you know, invite me to try something, I'm gonna try it. I'm not gonna keep myself stuck in this place where I felt like I couldn't do anything. And honestly, I was just really depressed back then, so it was just different energy. But yeah, so it was like, if you can't beat them, join them type situation. And that's literally how I felt when I went from my first my second college situation to my third. Sorry if that's confusing. You might have to rewind this or something to understand. But anyways, So I got to this place again where I was in this really just beautiful space with God, and there was a lot of love in my life, a lot, like an overwhelming amount of love. And the next thing I knew, I was just doing whatever I could to share it with others and allow them to feel that love. And of course, since then, things have changed. I'm still definitely 100% holding on to the love that God has given me, and for many reasons. But, you know, in the last days, the love of many will wax cold, meaning that the world is going to darken. All right. It's not just going to be a couple people here and there. The majority of the world is going to become very selfish and very dark, to the point where they don't really love others. They don't care to love others. They're going to only love themselves. And that's what's going to really happen here. And it's kind of our job to remain in a loving space where we can still love others. You know, right now I feel like we're at a grace period in time where God is still very much giving everybody on this planet a chance to just do better in general. You know, choose love over hate, or choose love over any negative trait or emotion or just anything, you know, that is negative out there. And so, you know, he's given us all a chance to do better as individuals, but also as a society. But, you know, biblically speaking, things are going to get worse before they ever get better. And it's the truth, you know. And the only reason I'm having this, you know, podcast, and it's probably a long one, honestly, but I just wanted to kind of come on here and remind you guys that the love that you have, hold on to that forever. Do not let that love go. It doesn't matter what you go through in your life. That's the challenge, is to remain a loving person and stay true to your heart, you know, to keep the love that you have and to continuously walk with that love and not let that light go for any person or any situation that may cause it to, you know, be dimmed or darkened, you know. That's the world's job, is to beat the love out of you and make you just like them. A whole bunch of hateful people. No cap. You know, obviously, I shout out to all the people who still got lots of love in their heart and don't mind showing that love and showcasing that love. Shout out to the people out here that remain in a loving frequency and energy throughout their life, because it's hard. You know, it's hard to stay in that space when so much negative or bad things happen here, you know. And that's all I have to say. Stay true to yourself, and most people's selves are, you know, just a embodiment of pure love for themselves and for others and for God. Stay there, stay in that space. That's a beautiful space to be in. That's the best frequency to be in, or be on. Anyways, that's pretty much it. I just wanted to kind of express how the world will try to make you fit in with them, or they'll crucify you for not being the same as them. You know, being different is somewhat a terrible thing in our society sometimes, or having different opinions and different thoughts and aspects on life. But I'm here to remind you that that's actually what makes life beautiful, is how we are all able to see things out of a different lens, and we're all here to kind of showcase different aspects and traits and just glory of God, honestly. You know, don't allow the world to change you or make you into a person that you're not. You know, you don't have to fit in, and you don't have to get on anyone's level other than the level that you want to be on. You know, it's all a choice at the end of the day. And I'm guilty of choosing the world, or, you know, joining the world at one point in time, because I didn't really know what else to do. I felt like being a Christian, you just couldn't win. Although the battle has already been won, you know, when it's all said and done, I know what's going to happen. I've always known what's going to happen, you know. But at the same time, these people out here are going to try to manipulate you and make you into someone that you aren't. And by that, they're going to change you. You know, I see it in the mainstream media all the time. Like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And I could go on and on about it, but I don't even want to bring attention to certain things. So I'm going to leave it at that. But yeah, stay true to yourself. Don't allow the world to change you or make you bad or turn you into a person that you're not. Stay true to yourself and hold on to that love that you have. That's the love that God gave you. That's the love that source gave you. You know, you may not serve God, and that's 100% okay. You know, do your own thing, but just know whoever you serve, or whatever source you serve, I don't know, That love came from them. So keep that and hold on to it for the rest of your life. Die with that love if you have to, but don't allow yourself to compromise your love for any person, any situation. How it could be deep, dark, and a miserable situation. It could be the worst thing that's ever happened to you, you know? But the challenge is to hold on to that love and to not become a dark person or an individual who has shifted from good to bad, you know, however that is for you. I don't know. You may have different definition of good and bad for you, you know, everybody's different. For me, that just means choosing to be more on a negative polarity than a positive one, and doing things that are very low vibration versus high vibrational activities, and just, you know, in general. But yeah, that's about it for this podcast. Sorry if it was a little confusing. Sometimes I know I just kind of talk, but that was what's been on my heart, you know, because there's a lot of kids in this world. Again, I have 15 nieces and nephews, and the last thing I want to see is them be persuaded to change to fit into a society that doesn't care about them at the end of the day. And that's the truth. They don't care. Society, this world does not care about you. They don't care about you at all. They will eat you up and spit you out. They will suck you dry, get everything they can get out of you, and leave you for dead. That's what the devil does. And when you have a world that is seemingly under the devil's influence, that's what's going to happen, because his job is to kill, steal, and destroy. And so, of course, he's going to influence those who are somewhat under his manipulation to do the same. You know, just got to be honest and acknowledge that. But hey, be safe out here. Stay prayed up. I hope God is able to keep you, keep that love energy within you, because it's very hard to hold on. I'm not going to lie. You know, it's a battle. It's a journey, but it's a fight worth fighting 100%. But this is definitely the end of this podcast. I love you. God loves you. Be blessed, everyone.